Blog Talk Radio.
I can't believe it. For the first time, that song was, like, too long because I couldn't wait to talk to y'all. So, anyway, hi, this is Sierra Devine, and I'm here with Alana Evans, and you're listening to The Download. Hey, Alana.
Hey, girl. Happy Friday.
I don't know why I'm feeling like I'm having a really great Friday, and I'm kind of bubbly today. But
yay.
For the first time, and I know that song is not that long. But for the first time, I'm like, okay, is that it? Is that it? Oh, come on. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, you know, we were just talking a few minutes ago. And, guys, it hit me probably about 2 or 3 days ago that if it's not this show, but it may be this show. I have to look it up. But we are just about, if we're not at a year, we're just about at a year in a couple of days for
Yay,
our show being
that's
here
awesome.
On Dalhouse Radio. So thank you, everyone, for Woo-hoo. Spending a year with us and all our fans. That is so cool. I couldn't believe it. It just, like, hit me. I was like, wait a minute. I remember we started somewhere last year right around Halloween.
That's so awesome.
I'll have
Very
to look
cool.
it up, but I'm going to look it up, and, you know, I'll let you all know when the anniversary show is, because I know I have, like, a vacation coming up here, so hopefully it doesn't fall on that, but, and we will celebrate our anniversary show and do something special. I don't know what, but I'll come up with something. I can't even fathom what it could be, but for this week, I wanted to do something fun.
Awesome.
I wanted to do something fun. For some reason, Joseph isn't, well, just to let everybody know, if you want to join in our conversation, all you have to do is call him to 646-595-4038, or you can and just press 1, and you'll be in the host queue there, and I will let you in as soon as we can get you in here. We also do have a chat room, and you can just log in the chat room for free. And if you don't want to use your real name, that's cool. You don't have to do that. We have Joseph Tanner in the chat room right now, and I don't know why my words are bumbly over themselves for some reason. No, I have not been drinking today. But
I
don't
that,
know why. I guess I'm too excited to talk. I guess it's, you know what? I think it's because I spent most of the day by myself, so I haven't really been talking at all today. So now I'm just like bubbling forth. Got to get it out.
Aww.
Anyway, so Joseph Tanner's in there, and he said, he's saying that the show is breaking up, and I'm echoing. Ooh, if I am, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it on my end. It probably has something to do with Blog Talk.
Exactly.
We have been, again, doing some upgrades. So
because
I apologize
for
that.
I can hear you just fine. And if I can hear you just fine, it's not you and your connection. It's got to be Blog
Okay.
Talk.
Yeah, so
no,
I'm sorry
terrible.
About that. But guys, hopefully
it won't be
I mean,
that
I,
way. If it's,
yeah,
you know,
hopefully it won't stay that way.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying to you. If you listen to the replay, hopefully it doesn't have that way because I'm not hearing it either. So, actually, it's so funny because when I was at the game yesterday, people were saying that too when I was Periscoping. They're like, we can't hear you. And I'm like, huh, that's weird because I'm, you know. No, actually, I guess the video was going in and out. And I was like, it's probably because I'm in a stadium, though. You know, those things happen.
Oh, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, where? Which game were you at?
It was, let me think for a second, Nationals versus Chicago Blackhawks.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
I can imagine the trouble you would cause at a sporting event because all the men would be distracted by those big old titties.
Well, I did notice a few were distracted, but, you know. I was having fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, I got to get into this subject because, like I said, I wanted to have a little fun today. And usually we're, like, having, like, some serious discussion subject about, you know, mistresses or websites or some kind of stuff like that. But I wanted to talk about stuff that's just in the news because I don't know if it's me, but lately I've been seeing a lot of stuff. Well, actually, it might be because I decided to use one of these Google app things about mistresses and crazy stuff in the news, and I'm going, wow, because, you know, if you just generally search for it, you're just not going to find a lot of this stuff. I guess
right.
Google has this new thing that, you know, they'll let you know if something comes up with that word in it.
Oh.
And it's just, yeah, and I was like, so now I get these emails, and I'm like, what? No.
That's
really
cool.
So I've learned a few things, a few very, very, you made some very, very interesting news that didn't make, like, I should say, didn't make main news, because, you know, of course, Lamar Odom was probably taking over the news this week, but, and thank goodness he woke up, but, and it's just, and some of it is not in the country.
I'm so happy that he woke up because, girl, when does that happen?
I am so happy, yeah. I'm actually very, because I did not, even though I said, you know, hey, we might be having to get ready, you know, funeral bands ready.
Yeah.
Here. It's not what
I
wanted.
Thinking,
you know, it's just,
yeah,
but that's
no.
just usually what happens.
I've
you
lost
know, you
two
just,
friends through comas
mm-hmm.
that just didn't wake up. And I know
they just don't
I've been
wake
following
up.
This, exactly, I've been following this since the beginning. And I've got to tell you, today when they announced the oxygen levels and that's the reason why he's able to wake up, is it me or did you feel like the doctors were like, hey, everybody, don't get excited because this doesn't normally happen. It's only because of blah, blah, blah. So if this happens to somebody else, they ain't going to wake up. You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt
uh-huh.
like that was what they were pushing today. And then it made me realize, you know, even more so, all of the money that's involved in medical that we are not privy to because we're not that kind of wealthy and we're not that kind
exactly.
of famous.
Exactly.
And that the
exactly.
average
because if it had been anybody else, he would not have woken up. It would,
yes,
it would have been over.
Totally.
It would
and
have been over.
And it makes me bad. Not for you. But for other people. You're like, dang, why do I? And the doctors always say the same thing. That the eyes moving,
mm-hmm.
the hands squeezing, the body jerking. Oh, that's all involuntary. Because they just want to sell their organs. Like, I'm going crazy right now. But I learned that that's really what goes on. If you have no
yes.
health insurance and you can't take care of yourself, you are worth more money to the goddamn hospital dead than you are alive. And they are not trying to help you. And I'm not saying that for everyone, but it's been my experience with two different friends that I had. You know, that we're doing all that same kind of stuff.
It's very true. If you don't have insurance,
no.
you don't have the kind of money to pay for all this stuff, they're not really trying to help you. They're just trying to
right.
ease your way on.
Yes. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
But, yeah,
so
I just
amen.
Had to say I'm just glad
Hallelujah.
That he woke up.
Yeah. Thank God. Praise
thank
Jesus.
God.
All of these things that I say publicly. But, man, that guy's got some love. And, you know, somebody asked me today, clearly I'm excited about this topic. Someone asked me today, well, do you have empathy for him, even though the way that he got himself in this position was because he did too many drugs? And I said, you
well,
know,
of course you have
out.
Empathy.
Of course.
He's a human being. You have empathy. And
I don't want somebody dead just because they partied too hard.
You don't want anyone to die.
totally.
You hope that
and
maybe this will be the wake-up call that goes,
yes.
Hey, I need to get myself together. You don't want
yes.
them to die.
And he has children. That's the number
right.
one reason for me why I wanted him to be okay was because of his kids. So,
totally.
Yeah, that's hey, thank God. I love that you and I are on the same page.
I know. I mean, I couldn't imagine somebody would be like, where I feel no pity for. Yeah, you got to feel. I just wasn't surprised it had happened, but it doesn't mean that I don't feel empathy. So,
oh, of course.
But,
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, we got, we have so many people in the chat room today, and I just want to say hello to everybody. We are going to get onto our subject. So sorry, but, you know, that was one of those things that you have to talk about, even
yes.
if your show isn't about that for a moment, because it was such, you know, such a big deal. But we're definitely going to get onto our show today, and I want to start off with the shock and awe. Before we get into this, though, I will have to tell you, the next story we're going to talk about, one of the ones that really got me when I plugged in Mistress and all this stuff came up, was the guy who cut off his wife's head and walked down the street with it. But I'm not going to get into it just yet.
Wait, you did what?
Yes! Okay, so everyone's going, what? So I got to get into that story because it was just so crazy. And this is what gave me the idea actually to go here, because I was just like, this is so crazy. I've got to say something about it. I just can't let this go. This man is walking down the street with his wife's head because he's so upset that he thinks that she's probably having an affair,
oh,
allegedly.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes.
I was pretty shocked. And to see it in his cell phone
yeah.
picture, like, you're just walking down the street like
that.
He's
walking
down
the street.
Cool.
People
are so
taking pictures. But we're going to get more into that. I'm trying to find, I guess I passed it. I was trying to get into some Dow House radio announcements. I'm sure we have some. I know we have some. We always have some. but sometimes my little arrow here goes sliding past things a little too fast. And there it is. Okay, so we're going to do Dow House Radio announcements, take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to answer the phones, and we're going to get in the chat room, and we're going to talk about this guy walking down the street. We're also going to talk about Donald Sterling, because, yes, he is back in the news, and it's just crazy. He is showing, well, he's always showing his color, so this is not new as much as it's just very, very interesting. And then we also have to talk about the priest who's having an affair with this woman, and it was all on video, and she's like,
ooh,
crushing cake with her booty and everything. And I found out more stuff because I did a little
You're
bit more research that makes
watching.
It even more tawdry than ever.
This
scandal is so juicy and so incredible. I'm surprised I have not heard it everywhere at this point. But I'm thinking it's because there's been some, you know, more devastating stuff around. But when we get into this one, you all are going to be, like, shocked, laughing, and everything. We posted it on the Download Live, our website, downloadlive.com. And it was also on the Download Live Twitter page. But if you hadn't seen it, with this priest, with this woman's feet in his face, it is the most... It's the craziest tale. It really is. So, in just a second, we're going to get to that, but we're going to go to Dow House Radio announcements here, and hopefully they play. And if not, we're just going to take a little musical break. So, we will see you back in just a few minutes. Okay, yep, we're having a little technical difficulties with that one. I had a funny feeling that might happen, so I came up with a backup plan.
Nice. Backup.
So this is Raphael, Master of the Pole.
Raphael, can't you tell? Baby, I ain't gonna judge. Gotta do this just to do the things you love. Gotta do whatever you gotta do, however you gotta do it, whenever you gotta do it, you gotta do it. And you don't even play. Got enough drugs that'll get you through the day. Got enough bands just to make you feel safe. Money come fast, you forgetting plan A. Never have enough to wear is pleasing, and you never save enough to make a difference. with ain't really your friends. Never know about tonight, it really depends. They smack your ass when you walk by, but you gotta work so you just walk by. But I see the fire in your eyes, your head held high, looking to the sky, oh. You gon' do whatever it takes to get by, don't let nobody tell you no. You've got ambition, swallowed your pride, you're on a mission. It's not enough if they just pay attention. You need the money, you all need the down you go.
Work, work,
master
work,
of the pole. Bills, but she danced like it's due. You can see the difference between her and other girls. She hit the stage enthusiastic. What a girl, what a world that we live in. A job is a job, so niggas start tipping. And I ain't got a lot to throw, but I'll chip in. This is just a means to an end. She got vision. She says she can see herself in the kitchen. Two kids that won't listen, one dog that went missing, one husband she kissing, one house in a village. Damn, finally got a house in a village. And she always hit the gym every day on time, just to make sure her body make a killing. And I always show up on time with the beds and post up, hoping she come and get it. Up and down you go, master of the pole. Things you gotta do to get it, they don't even know.
Master of the Pole. That was an interesting song. And I'm not, look, I'm not dogging the song. I'm going, huh, okay. You know, every profession should have its own anthem. And I do believe that. I think every profession, where you had to get motivated to get out there and do stuff, should have an anthem of some kind. Oh, my God. Sorry, something in my throat.
Uh-oh, was it a penis?
I know.
Sorry, automatic reaction here.
But yeah, that was interesting. It's also enough to make me actually hear it again, but every time I hear it, I'm going to smile. But, you know, I can't talk because I used to be a stripper, so.
Oh, I love that song. That was great.
Yeah, I would totally use that song as my motivation before I went out on the floor if that song had been around back then.
I love that you played that because I totally caught myself thinking about, like, just spacing and all the times I'm up on stage grinding on that silver
pole.
Yeah,
I was too.
That was hot.
I know everybody thought I was, like, throwing some shade, but I'm not. I'm going, huh, I didn't see that being, like, my song when I was working. Like, okay, because that's really what's going on in my head.
Yes, it's stripper inspiration right there.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way.
That was Raphael.
Raphael? Oh, we've played his music before. I like him.
Mm-hmm. We have. He has a few things. He's going to be around at least for the holiday season from what I see. But, guys, I know you are listening, and I'm sorry. I know I got distracted. And I see you there in the chat room, and I see you online.
I want to say I see them in the chat room, too. It won't let me log in. But I see you guys
talking.
Okay,
because you had a few people trying to say hello to you, and I'm like,
yes.
I didn't want to say she's not here, but
right?
She's trying.
I'm
she's
here.
Trying to get in.
I see you. He's asking me about my Twitch party. I will be live streaming playing different indie video games now every single Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for vidfall.com. I hooked up an awesome paid
video game. Oh, wow,
that
is very cool.
They are paying me. I have paid it.
That is very cool. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that is so very cool. Okay, I'm
so excited.
For you. Okay, and a tiny bit jealous, but I want to play video games. But no, I'm totally excited for you. For everyone who isn't in the chat room and is trying to get in our conversation and on our subject for tonight, once we get there, the number is 646-595-4038. And to talk to either one of us, all you have to do is press 1. But before we keep going off subject, because I'm just feeling, I told you I'm feeling talkative tonight, y'all. I'm there. I am. And these articles did not help. I'm just like, I am there. So we just got to talk about, first of all, this guy in, so I'm pretty sure this is India. It's in Pune, which is spelled P-U-N-E. And it's in India? Okay, I'm looking at his dress because they actually have footage. Fortunately, unlike some things I did see on the internet, they didn't actually show the video of him cutting off her head. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Because I did find one of those.
I've seen shit like that before. That's traumatizing. That's
I was a bit traumatized. I didn't really think they were going to do that. When they say, you know, this might be really bad, you don't expect literally that bad.
I actually
got a little sick. Because he literally did. I mean, and this was in Pune. It was like in Mexico. And it's on film and everything. And they're just like, I was like, no. But I couldn't get why he was doing that. But this particular guy, he decided that he wanted to, well, not wanted to, I'm sorry. He decided that he thought that his wife, they didn't say if there was any actual proof of this, but he felt like she was getting a little too close to their son-in-law.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, their son-in-law, I thought she was going to be like, I thought it was, because when
neighbor.
The article first came out, yeah, I thought it was going to be like the neighbor, or, you know, some other man.
The
sheep herd. No, son-in-law. I was like, whoa, okay, that might make you flip a little, your son-in-law.
I'm watching the video on YouTube right now, and her head is blurred. But, yeah, they're just chilling, walking down the street.
And those are businessmen. He was, like, on a business street where they say those are businessmen walking by him at first. They didn't actually realize he had a real hit. But the two guys next to him, you see the two guys next to him, they start to freak out a little bit when they realize, wait a minute, that's real.
Right.
Because she's carrying her by her hair, or well, her head, by her hair, and just walking down the street, crossing the street. Like, hey.
That is crazy. It's just, and it's wrong. It's horrible. And it's shocking to me in other countries that this kind of stuff goes on, and that's okay.
Well,
because in America, you can't do
it
that.
It seems like it happens a lot more in other countries than here, where people just, matter of fact, they were even saying in the article, this is common, that, you know, people shame kill family members like this. I'm like, wow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
This is very common over there, that if you are a young woman and you don't marry who they want you to marry, who the family thinks is best, they will kill you. If you disrespect your husband or father or brother in any shape or form, they will kill you. And it's something that here in the United States, we're finally hearing about, and, you know, it's all these humanitarian groups that are trying to put an end to it, and finally they're arresting these men. And they're like, what? You know, it's an honor killing. She was dishonorable
to
our
honor
family.
Killing. It's just crazy. Yeah. I'm like, wow, you know, but I can see how finding out it might be son-in-law might really, you know, take you out there. And, I mean, I know it happens amongst people of Arab persuasion. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm trying to be politically correct here. So,
right.
But I didn't know it was something that happened so much among South Asians. So that was really a shocker for me. That was a shocker.
Yeah. They need some serious training down there on how to treat women.
Yeah, and counseling.
I mean,
No-Show is saying in there, he's like, women are killed over a rumor. And I'm like, yo, actually, I think this in particular was a rumor. He didn't really have, he didn't actually have proof that this was happening. It was a rumor.
Let's be real. If that was the punishment, what woman is going to cheat on her man if he thinks that he's cheating?
I know.
You know, this is what happened to her.
There's
not
really
do
no
that.
Kind of sexist way. There's no kind of sex that's worth
fuck
that.
No. Exactly. No dick is worth
not unless
that.
You're just not
I mean,
in
if
love.
It is, let me get
Well, you know,
mine.
Sometimes the heart, sometimes the heart tells you to do things even when you might die. Look at Romeo and Juliet. So
the only thing that I can say is that at least that poor woman's spirit has been saved from having to live any longer with a husband like that.
That is true.
It doesn't make it okay. It's horrible. It's disgusting. And he deserves to be put to death. Like, what he deserves is for the entire town of women. All the women should just be able to stone him.
Just
to
come
death.
Out and
That's
stone
him.
We're ashamed of you for doing such a thing.
Yes. Absolutely. We're scaring all of our male listeners away.
Okay, so that just really totally leads into my next one. And then I'm going to let everyone weigh in. But this one just gets me. Oh, my God. Talk about ugly men. And, honey, I'm not just saying ugly to the face. I'm ugly personality, ugly to the face, just ugly. Hi, Dietrich. He's shouting at me again. He just got,
damn,
you know,
yes, he
you.
Is. I am, like, screaming.
That is bold. Awesome. Well, you know, that actually helps because I don't have my glasses on, so I am, like peering at the screen here. So.
Wow. I
but,
love what they're
oh
saying in the chat room. About this, that it is all about control. And Nope Show says, if a woman embarrasses a man or refuses his advances, shoot, they can start a rumor about her, and then the father or eldest brother has to kill her to maintain the honor of the family name. That's
crazy.
Oh, my
God.
But it's true.
That is just crazy. See, these are, okay, wow. So these would be the places where being a mistress is not to your advantage.
Oh, fuck no. You don't want to be a mistress.
You don't want to do anything.
You don't want to be a porn star.
This is the times when it's not going to be to your advantage in any way.
Yes, exactly. Crazy.
Speaking of crazy old men, because that guy was old, by the way. Donald Sterling.
Yo,
back
shit.
In freaking
is
news.
He back?
He is back.
What's he doing
he
now?
Is back in the news.
Has he got a new
yes.
one? Yes. Because technically they're divorced. So he could fuck whatever he wants.
Okay, technically he just got divorced. So it's do you know he's now suing the mistress and the wife?
What?
Look,
is he back with B. Stiviano?
What? He's not back with her, but he obviously has a type because his new girlfriend, Vietnamese. So he obviously has a type.
Yeah,
but he was caught in
big black dick, like, seriously, what?
Vietnamese is his type, because we know that Sagliano, we know that, or whatever her name is, we know she wasn't Italian. That woman was not Mexican. That she was either Mexican or Asian or something. I don't know what she was, but he has a type. So
yeah, I think she was black and Asian. The last
she was black
one,
and Asian,
Stiviano,
she was Blasian.
She was black.
I don't know what she was.
In reality, he was insulting her as a mixed black woman with all the racial statements that he was saying. So now, obviously,
that's
he
right.
Just
she had some black in her. That's
Asian.
Right. She was like, oh, yeah, you know, I have some black in me, too. But so he totally. Listen to this, though. So he's in the middle of this restaurant and he gets into a fight with her. And you know, he has a handler now. So. Screaming at her in this really expensive restaurant, and he's calling her, "You filthy bitch! Get the fuck out of my life! Get your stuff out of my fucking house! You just want my money!" And she's calling him, "You ugly ass old man! I don't want your shit!" And I mean, they're in the middle of a restaurant.
Where are you reading this? Because I need to see it. I love this. Fuck that guy.
Daily Mail UK.
Woman who would date him is stupid because he's suing his last.
First of all, why the hell are you going out with this guy after the scandal he just came out of? She's noticed, hoping he would die. Come on, I mean, that's gold digger. She's just, look, number one gold digger. Let's go.
Yes. Totally. If you're a good person, you don't tell on your lover. You know, you don't blast him. I always say, I am not a TMZ girl. I'm very proud of this fact. Sure, I read TMZ, but you won't ever see my face on it by my doing.
Exactly.
Not by my choice. You know what I'm saying? And I know you're like that too. We like to stay low key.
No, there's no way. You're not going to see me on
life.
TMZ because I decided to go there.
Yes. Exactly. If I'm there,
if I end up there, it's by accident.
You know, Sierra, I have to tell you something. I was laying in bed the other night, And I was having a moment to myself, and I realized at this very moment in time, the majority of the men who are my lovers or who are going to be my lovers because we're talking right now, they're all some form of celebrity. And I just kind of chuckled to myself, and I was just like, wow, if people really knew, if they could climb into my head. See, all
you know, okay, this is why I'm loving this conversation.
Yes.
See, we're so much alike.
Because I would never tell. Like, you will never know.
Because I was thinking that's...
Death.
Yeah, I'm like, but the majority of the guys I've been with are either, if they weren't famous in some sort of way, they were somebody of a little bit of stature that would have
power.
Been in the news easily.
Yes. Yes.
And been like, it had been a Donald Sterling kind of thing or something. You're like, oh, my God.
Well, I see that with
but
you.
But I keep
I
my
totally
mouth shut.
See that.
So.
Yes, we keep our mouth shut. I enjoy that. Because
I'm a good mistress. Even if I write about you, I'll at least change your name.
Yes. No one will ever know who you are.
No, not by my mouth.
Of dirty pictures, of dick pics, of videos in my phone that no one will ever see. TMZ would love to get
you know
their
what's
fucking
even more fun?
My phone.
I love it when all of a sudden I'm going back to, like, because I don't use the cloud. Just to let you
no,
all know, I don't use
no.
the cloud. I do
Never.
Not use the cloud. I have my own hard drive in my house that I download things to every day. So I'm going back to one of my old, because I usually buy 2 or 3 terabytes, something like that. And I'm going back to one of my old ones, and I'm like, saving it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot all about that. I forgot.
Yes.
I forgot about these pictures. These pictures
fun?
Could ruin somebody.
Erase. I don't know about you, but that thought is the little voice in the back that goes, hee-hee, but you would never do that.
No, I would never, ever, ever do that.
No.
Oh, Milk Show loves you. He posted the article for you in the chat room. Yeah, never use the cloud, y'all. If you're doing anything dirty, unless, I mean, I have used the cloud to, like, post some pictures that are already on the internet anyway.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, I don't care if you hack this. You can find this anywhere.
Right.
But anything personal does not go on the cloud.
Hell
the
no.
cloud is not that safe. But,
that's
okay, guys, I
you.
Am so sorry. I know you all have been waiting in on our phone lines, and we're going to take some calls because, you know what, I hate it when I don't get the calls, and I love hearing everything that you have to say. So I'm going to answer.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, you've been waiting so long. Let's see, 904-609, are you there?
Say some shit. Don't say the shit out your mouth, fuck, nigga. Don't say the shit you
want to
say, bitch.
Hello?
Fuck.
Hello?
He's in the background. I hear him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with he probably doesn't realize we answered the phone, and it sounds like he might be having an argument with somebody. So we're going to go. We're going to go to 301. 301-793, are you there?
Oh, I certainly am here.
No.
Hey. Well,
hello. Who are we speaking with?
Sierra. Oh, you're speaking with Jeff. But anyway.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? Well, what I really like to say is I need to see a little more Periscope of you doing a little singing. That was kind of crazy. But I
was really silly. I was in a mood. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Just a mood. Oh, I want to see more of that mood. Oh, I need to see more of that mood, kiddo. But man, all these topics, this is just crazy. It's like this most unsexy thing I've ever heard of with Donald Sterling. You ever bring that up, and it just turns me to a withering old fruit. Man, I just, ooh, yuck. Yeah. And let's bring up the beheading, shall we? You know?
Who have to
I mean,
have
this
sex
is,
with him. Like, I feel so sorry for those chicks.
I used to. I can't feel sorry for the new one because she knew what she was getting into.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we take the most pathetic example of human beings and just put them out there on blast? It's just horrible. But why do we waste
because
our space
they're interesting.
With this stuff? No, that isn't.
It's interesting to have.
Exactly. It's always interesting to see how low people can go. I mean,
it is. I just, you know, when it comes to him, I just, and anyone who purposely associates themselves with him at this point is, it's like, why would you even subject yourself to that now? You know
exactly.
who he is. It's just, why. There's no amount of money or no amount of presents he could give you at this point that are worth your entire dignity.
Well, and that dude's already shown all the money he'll give you. Oh, he's going to take it back, and then his wife's going to take then some. He is bad. He is like worse than any Kardashian ever.
Oh, God. Oh, totally. Oh, my God, totally. Is it? Oh, totally. That's like bankrupt. That's like bankruptcy court waiting to happen. Honestly.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is just a recipe for him going poor. And I hope it does, because Frankie is a complete asshole. So
just let
it happen. Please. I think part of us secretly enjoy seeing some people come, taking a notch down, especially when they show their real selves. They want to have an argument, or maybe they're trying to come up with a new reality show. I mean, there's always some kind of angle.
Maybe.
Why do people have public fights?
Crazy.
Would you watch that though?
Hell no. I don't even watch I don't even watch the Housewives of Elephant Butt, New Mexico. I don't watch any of that stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. If there was a reality show, if there was a reality show with him in it, I have to admit I'd watch it, because the man is so crazy. It would always be about what stupidness is going to come out of his mouth next.
Yes.
Because he doesn't
that's
know
a different
how
kind
to
of
shut
porn.
His mouth.
Now, see, that's the kind of porn that's really offensive. That stuff is truly pornographic. That's real porn.
Maybe two or three times, I'd be like, oh, okay, I am done with this. But, yeah.
Oh, for
a lot of
yeah, I mean,
it
maybe
it
you can watch
it.
I did it! I made it in! I had to trick it.
Exactly. I don't know how you come up with this topic.
I think the whole thing with them and him and his nonsense and all that, everything that's happening to him now, he deserves. And any woman that comes into his life, they deserve what happens to them, because it's completely
Oh, anyone who comes within his sphere deserves that right
Absolutely.
Now. Anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. None.
But
I've got to say
is next time I'm in L.A., Alana, you got to meet me at this restaurant so we can hound the waiters about what happened. That's all I got to say. I want to hound the waiters and be like, okay, you saw it. Look, I'll give you an extra tip. What happened? Just tell me, just dish it.
Well, I'm in D.C. just don't bring him to D.C., please. I'm in this area.
Yeah, please don't come to D.C.
Please do not
keep your antics out there. But that was, I just thought it was.
We have enough of withered old, ugly people trying to be famous here that, we don't need anymore.
I'm attracted to gray hair now, but it's totally okay. It's sexy. As long as you're not crazy, we're fine.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, Sierra, but Sarah, you really need to sing. Sarah, you need to really sing more. Just keep practicing.
No, okay, sorry. That's my only game. Like a few seconds of it.
Or you and Alana like do a duet or something.
Yeah,
you and Alana like sing "It's Raining Men" or something.
Nice. Hallelujah. You just have a song in your head and you can't get it out and you sing it. I'm like, I'm stuck with this stupid song for 3 days. But, oh my God, no. I'll keep my day job, me and singing, or just something I do,
Oh,
when
I like
I'm feeling
job.
The mood.
I've loved all your day jobs.
Right,
I like
say
your
my
day
night
job,
job right?
I like your night job,
all my
your
jobs.
Day job.
So many jobs.
Your middle job and every other kind of job you've done. But anyhow. It is the down low, and I want to take things to new lows, new levels. So anyway, that's all I have to say on the subject, so I'll let the next guy
come on. Darling, thank you so much for calling in. I you know how much we love it when you call in.
Oh, it's always fun. So, toodles, I'll stay in the chat room and just listen. Hasta pasta.
That was so much fun. Oh my God. So yeah, just anytime you mention Donald Sterling at this point, you just start to laugh. It's just the best train wreck ever. It's the train wreck that keeps going downhill.
All
there's
I see
never
are
plateau.
The porn
it can only get worse.
Absolutely. I see like the porn parodies that they made, one starring James
Bond. I haven't seen the porn parodies because I'm dying to see a porn parody on this one. I really am.
It's so funny. Yeah, if you Google Donald Sterling porn parody, you'll totally find two different ones. One that's got James Barclay, who is an incredible actor, playing him. And then the other one is someone you might know from back in the day. Kyle Stone plays him as well.
No, not Kyle. Yeah, I do. I know Kyle Stone real well.
Kyle. They're like the
oh my God.
Donalds. They're like, no, I played him better. No, I played him better, bitch.
That is too garbage. Funny. Okay, now I really have to look it up. Cause I just recently saw Kyle and something. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that he was still working. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Kyle Stone. So it's
and
very
you see it in him. Like, he almost looks like Donald. And you're like, how did that happen?
That's what you said. When you said it, I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, I can totally see him playing. Yeah. It. And he's pretty good when he wants to be.
Oh, he's so
he's
great.
Pretty good.
He's
he really
beating
is.
Me for award nominations. We've both been up for Best Non-Sex Award, which means you were a great actor without having to get naked.
Right.
And he's beat me.
Yeah.
And James Bartholomew has beat me. And I'm like, fuck you men, goddammit, I hate you.
No, he's a pretty good actor. I mean, we don't mean
so
to like,
great.
Oh, he's pretty good. No, he's actually a really good actor. He really
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
And extremely
so,
funny
I mean,
on set,
mind.
Too. Extremely
oh,
funny.
So fun. Although Kyle's he's, crazy. Kyle's the one who would steal your panties. And want
yeah,
to wear
well,
them
that's
on
what
his
I meant.
Head.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
And, well, to me, it's funny. So, yeah, I find it funny.
Love it.
Oh, my God. They're going to create more crazy shit. Okay, yeah, I know. I went there today. I know it's crazy. Usually we're just talking about how to be a good mistress and how to do all this stuff and rules and things that you shouldn't do. But today
juicy.
We're just going crazy.
You know, I have to ask
I know,
you about
they
something.
Were juicy.
There is some other Kardashian news that is kind of being blown over because of what's happening with Lamar. But, girl,
is it what
so
I think
Justin,
it is?
It, you know it is. You know that's where I'm going. So Justin
Go
Bieber's dick pics pop out, right? And all of a sudden he's being shot naked in, like, Bora Bora or some shit. And he's got a huge cock, right? Who fucking
mm-hmm.
do? No wonder all those girls fall for that. I want some, right? And then the very next day, he's photographed leaving the club with Kourtney Kardashian, and I
okay.
was just like,
yes,
oh!
I thought we were talking about the same thing. I'm like,
yes!
I mean, well, technically she never was married, but you know she's going back to Scott at some point.
Oh, and you know that's a huge fuck you to Scott.
I mean,
that's
Scott. Wait a minute, that's Chloe, not Kourtney. I'm sorry. I get all the K's confused. Sorry. This is Chloe. Chloe,
yeah. Oh, right.
I don't
Chloe
know what she – I think she's going to have a fun time for a couple – for especially with the whole Lamar thing. And
well, that's – Chloe is the one in the hospital with Lamar. Kourtney,
okay, see, I can never tell. You know what? I hate it when people name all their kids with the same damn first initial. I'm just going to say that right now. It annoys me.
I don't watch the show, so that's not why I know. I know because I read D&D every day, so that's why I know who this whole damn family is. Kourtney was married to Scott. Scott's been partying with 18-year-old girls all over the world. And now
that's the one I heard
pops
too.
Out, and she jumps on it. They've been spotted now together twice.
Is
they
that why all of a sudden
out.
He decided to go to rehab and straighten up so he could see his kids?
I think so, and I think the whole Lamar thing was such a huge disruption. I'm not going to call it a shock because it's not a shock, but I
it's
think
not a shock. It was just
family.
It's just bigger news than that.
Yes, and I
it's
think
it's just bigger
I'm
news, but it's not a shock in any way.
Yeah, I think it scared maybe Scott into sobriety because he doesn't want to do that to his kids.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That might be
well,
why
because they're
too.
So close.
They said, yeah, they're saying, you know, and honestly, I truly would say this, and though I don't like the idea of it because I think, you know, well, actually it's a case of her. She's never going to marry him. But,
oh, my God.
I mean, she puts up with him all the time, but she's never going to marry him because she doesn't trust him.
No, you can't trust him.
You can't trust him, but yeah, if you want to do Bieber, go ahead.
Yeah. Exactly. But with Bieber, I would be all over that. I would
Oh my God.
So wrong. I would just want to molest him. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I just want to fuck you and I'll see you later.
I have yet to get the whole Bieber thing. I'm still not getting it. So sorry guys. I'm just and to make it so bad, I fell for the whole
inside of me. It's me being a perv. It's me being wrong.
Is there, okay, because I'm like, I don't even know why, but for some reason I have fallen for Taylor Swift now. So, I tried not to, but God, she is hot.
I was
too. And I love her music. I tried not to, but I did. I fell for it. Oh my God. Okay, so the cake porn priest. We have to.
Yes.
If we don't get to any other article this week, because we're only going to do this. We're only going to do this once a month. This is going to be our once a month thing. We're going to do news articles. I find so many now. Oh my gosh, New Jersey. We're coming back to the States now. You didn't hear about this?
I didn't. No, because all the Republicans and the media are covering it up.
This is so good. So somehow the news and everybody else got the videos that were on his computer at the church, and this is a Orthodox Catholic priest, I think, or no, let me make sure. Greek Orthodox. I'm sorry, Greek Orthodox Church. And he was having an affair with a 45-year-old woman, and they were having a long affair, and they were videotaping everything. And one of his things is he liked to watch her sit on cake, and they have like tons of video.
That?
And if you go to the news,
awesome.
New York Post,
that's
you can see the videos. With him in the background, sitting on the bed, looking like a a bootleg Santa Claus. So I went
there. I'm going to the New York Post right now. Wow.
It's on the New York Post. Oh,
New York
her
Post.
Way out, because she was so mad about everything. Oh, her husband, he's already done a whole long thing for the New York Post, talking about the whole thing. And if you want to hear, I can give you the link. I can put it up here for you all to see on the chat, in the chat room, if you're in the chat room. Oops,
yes.
No, I can't do it from here.
Okay,
actually, I can
do it right
from
now,
here.
Because I found the link.
Okay,
I found the link. Holy cow.
Oh, my God, you can watch the video. And, you know, if you don't want to go to the New York Post, you can also find it on the downloadlive.com. Sorry, I forgot to put it up there. So you can watch the whole video. It's kind of funny. I mean, it's hilarious. So anyway, on her way out, because she got so mad about all of this, she also stole $30K from the school from the tuition box on her way out. Because you know she got fired. I'm sorry, I forgot something. She was a teacher at the doggone school at the parish, and he was a priest. And she's also married.
Oh my gosh!
And her husband found out about everything. So. And he has a fetish, obviously, too, because if you go on the website, you'll see she has this thing, pictures of her rubbing her feet in his face and sitting on cake with stockings and all kinds of things.
Oh,
and
girl.
Acting as she's a dirty girl. And now she's pregnant.
I just pulled up the video. This bitch is wearing
Did you
Spanx.
See the video?
She is wearing motherfucking Spanx. You don't wear Spanx.
Yes, she is. She's wearing Spanx. You saw that
off.
Too. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I'm
she's wearing Spanx.
The video right now.
I have no idea when Spanx became sexy wear, but okay, because, you know, most of us try to take off our Spanx before we get in the bedroom. But
do you see the cake? The cake is like some little piece of like lemon loaf that they bought at like 7-Eleven.
That's what it looks like, lemon loaf or
and
something she's sitting on and rubbing her butt on. You're loving this video, aren't you? This video is absolutely crazy. You all have to check it out. Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. Let's see. 757-256. What do you think about this? And what's your name?
This is Dietrich Jackson, as you already know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And Fran. Let me stop. Y'all coming for me. Alana, I know who you are. Y'all cover so many subjects. I mean, I don't know where to comment at.
I gave y'all an extravaganza of subjects today. I totally did. Don't worry. We only do this to you once a month. Okay, so let's go with the last one, though, because I think that's I don't know. Go with anyone you think was the most shocking.
I mean, nothing really shocked me for real, though. I mean, the thing with the man cut the wife head off and walked straight around like he was carrying a purse. I mean, you know, by me being ex-military, I mean, you saw stuff way worse than that. So, I mean, I guess it's shocking to the United States to see that. in another country, but you got some of them husbands do way worse to their wives when they find out they've been doing extramarital affairs and stuff.
Sterling, you're right. It's very shocking here.
Now, Donald Sterling, he need to come out like the reality show. Yeah, he'd make some money if he came out a reality show, all the stuff he's doing. You know, really, that man should have hidden cameras attached to his ass as he walks around.
He's really sad because he does the craziest stuff. I can't believe he's still doing it.
Rich man don'ts when you have an affair. You know, that should be the name of, you know, his little antics he be doing. I mean, they got parodies. Mike Epps got a parody on YouTube about him. If y'all ain't heard about
that. I got to look these up. I got to see
these. That's funny. Yeah, it's called
Donald
Sterling, Hidden Camera, Mike Epps.
Mm-hmm.
You will laugh fast before that one.
Writing that down because I am looking that one up.
Yeah, Mike Epps drags that man. he literally drags him.
Gosh. I swear to God.
This Orthodox priest, he looks like he should be on Duck Dynasty. Like, I'm really not.
Orthodox priest. He really does. And I think, so this happened in New Jersey, which really is what really shocked me when I heard it was New Jersey. I was thinking it was going to be, at first I thought it was overseas, and then I was like, well, it's just going to be like in the middle of nowhere, you know, so nobody knew this was going on.
Like
but
Utah,
no,
Arizona somewhere?
Yeah, I thought it was
going to
be like Utah or something. No, this is Jersey.
Wow.
I love
that. How do you get away with it?
And they got away with it for years. Well, now she's pregnant.
Is
so
it
now
his
she's
baby?
Like, yeah, with his baby.
Wow.
So at some point she stopped sitting on the cake and started sitting on him. So, but you know,
it got to be more to the story. You know, it got to be more to the story than that, though.
Yeah,
it got to be more to the story. That's what I'm waiting for. It's got to be more to that because that's just one little thing. You got to think about how long it's been, what actually took place, how many people probably knew about it, and didn't say anything. And you know, the church like to cover stuff up. You know they do.
You know, you're right. I didn't think about that, but I bet you somebody knew. A lot of people knew about it, but didn't know.
Dude, I'm tripping.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I just read the chat room, and Nope Show, you're hilarious. He's like, does his semen not come in powder form because he's so old? Are you talking about Donald Sterling or the church guy? Because they're both old.
Man.
They're both really old.
Old man going wild.
Is younger.
Old man going wild.
It is. From looking at the video, I can't tell if he knows he's being filmed or if she set it up.
No, he knows because these films were on. All of this video was on his computer.
Ah, oh my gosh.
He had hundreds and hundreds of videos of them doing this, and they would meet all the time whenever the schools would do like a school trip where they would have to stay in the hotel. And
oh, my God. And they were probably scheduling that stuff on purpose.
Uh-huh. So they've been doing
it
for
years. He might have been selling it. He might be trying to sell it on black market.
That's field trip.
I wouldn't be surprised, but the husband is the one who released it all.
I saw that. See, that's why you don't make your man mad.
Right. Not only did he release it all, he gave an interview to the New York Post, and he gave complete details of everything that he knew and on the fair and everything and how things were going on and how the priest would call her in the middle of the night constantly and come over to the house all the time and only hang out with her and stay late. And I'm like, really? This is crazy.
Her husband almost sounds like a cuckold, like he knew it was going on.
He actually does.
When you read the interview,
he definitely sounds like one.
I bet you he was paying her on top of it. I have a feeling that there was money exchanged as well.
Yep, that's why I said we got to be more to the story, because I don't know no
yeah,
husband handling that calmly.
Yeah,
and
there's something more to it. I think she was probably being paid, and then he secured her the job at the school because that's easy.
you know, and if you're not a porn star or a known arrested hooker, sure, you could get your little whore a job at the fucking Sunday school.
That's bad.
Oh, no show says he doesn't understand cuckolding. Cuckolding is when you know that you're, it's a term that's like from like the 17th century, but what it basically means is you know your wife is stepping out on you and you're not going to do anything about it.
And you're just going to take it, and at some point you kind of like it too. Exactly.
But
exactly.
I think you all might be right. I think he might have been paying her, because when she walked out, she took the tuition money that had been paid.
Let's
and
see.
So, yeah, it was like $30,000. But
who's got $30,000?
Who would take that unless they
box.
Were used to being paid?
Yeah.
They
exactly. Yeah. I mean, but even me. And I'm just going to sound so horrible when I say this. Any man, any sugar daddy, any person I've ever had a relationship with, I don't care if you owe me money, I'm not helping myself to your stash and walking away going, I got time. No, you're going to pay me or take care of me or do whatever you were supposed to do. So for her to do that, and then plus two, what church has $30,000 in cash sitting in a box? I just don't believe it. And you know what?
Yeah.
Here, I'll even push it even further. Right now, you know, when Lamar hadn't come out of his coma and the Kardashian and the Odom Cam tried to act like, oh, he didn't spend $75,000 at that brothel. We want an accounting of everything he's done. Are you kidding me? Oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
they actually did show the receipts.
They
showed the receipts on the Internet. I found the receipts.
Because 4 to 5 days.
And he spent a lot of money.
Hell yes. That room's $10,000 a night. So I realize I just changed the subject, but when people look bad and something's happening, they want to call the other chick a thief, or they want to put some blame and, oh, she's bad because she stole this money. I doubt she stole that money. I bet you it was either owed to her or it just didn't exist.
Yeah, that's why you have to listen to all the facts before you give judgment, because you got a lot of men that's crooked too.
Yes.
And they try to put on the woman. Because they because the arrangement never set up. So yeah.
Well, I said just like you know how they were, and this is so weird that it just happens to say that because I just watched Scandal, y'all. I know I'm behind, but I just watched it. This is a spoiler alert. No, I'm just behind on this week's episode. this is a spoiler alert, so you might want to close your ears if you don't know. But
I'm
just
closing
like,
my ears.
Just like you said, if there's something going on, and it's probably been going on for years, but people always want to blame the mistress and want to put her in the bad light. And sometimes it's not always, it's not her. maybe the guy is a bad guy. You know,
he's a bad guy.
You don't get mad at him. Because he's the one that broke the vow, not her.
Because
sometimes the mistress might get caught in the middle of the feud and don't know what the hell's going on. So you kind of like going in blindly, and then you accept whatever fate that becomes for you.
Exactly.
I can't believe y'all saying that, but
yeah.
That happens sometimes.
It happens. You don't know what's going on. So... Oh, there we go. Sorry, guys. I was having a little bit of problem with the board there, so if you heard me go out for a second, that was why. So I don't know what happened, but it suddenly just froze on me. So, But, darling, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for joining us and give us insight. And I'm sorry to overload your circuits with so much stuff for today.
Thank you.
I totally did that. But every once in a while, I got to blow y'all's mind, so.
Yes. It was fun tonight. I love our topic.
It was awesome. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we have come to the end of our show. It is the end of the day, and unfortunately, we only have 1 minute left. And we want to say thank you so much for calling in and for hanging out with us. And, Alana, tell everybody we're going to see you this week.
You can find me on PwnedByGirls.com and check out VidFall.com for amazing technology deals.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
And, guys, you know,
what about you?
You can always find me. You can always find me on Twitter and on Facebook. But, you know, don't forget to always check out the DownloadLive.com for some of the stories we just talked about and then some, because I add new ones every week, and sometimes they are quite shocking. So, but in the meantime, we will see you next week, and I guess we're just going to have to sign out for the rest of the night because our show is over, but we'll see you next week. I promise. We'll be back. Well, I can't promise. I don't know. You know, anything could happen between now and then. Okay, sorry. We will try to be here next week. That is the plan, Stan. So, on that note, we will see you then. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Talk to you then. Bye.